Hey, and it's beginning to look a lot like Twitter Thursday. Sean Defoe appears on the horizon. How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad at all. Now, how are you in this week of our Lord, week before Christmas?
Indeed. You know, I'm not doing too bad at all. But you look at you. You're the Michael Bublé of the Twitter world.
Oh, dear. I don't know about that now. I think a few people... I'd love to have Michael Bublé's life, though. It must be great to only wake up for December every year and just, you know, then be able to go back into hibernation.
I know, yeah. Make a few bob. Make a lot of money and be able to do that. Indeed. Well, now, Twitter Thursday. Some interesting stuff to talk about. And Time Magazine Person of the Year. Always an interesting one. Sometimes a contentious one. Elon Musk has been officially named Time Magazine's 2021 Person of the Year.
Yeah, I'm going to say controversial one on this. Not who I thought it would have been. Now, in terms of achievements, you can't hugely argue with the man. Pioneering space tech, obviously driverless cars. He became not only the richest man in the world this year, but the richest man in all of history.
Wow.
According to some articles and some calculations. It's always a little weird the way they calculate it. Mm. Counting property and shares and all of the stuff that isn't actual money in your hands. But anyway, he said some interesting stuff as part of it. He was doing quite a long interview as part of this whole thing, and obviously he's had a lot of involvement with SpaceX and doing different launches. Interestingly, one of the few billionaires, it seems, who didn't launch himself into space this year, and Richard Branson, obviously, both went up themselves, but he actually hasn't. So he's going to be at least third in that. I mean, that has to bump down the rankings. One interesting thing he said, I thought, was that moving to Mars isn't too far off his mind, and that he'd be surprised if we're not landing on Mars within 5 years. And he's also talked about kind of like a futuristic Noah's Ark, where you set up a self-sustaining city on Mars, bring the animals, bring the creatures of Earth there, have sort of Earth 2.0, if you like, on Mars. So fair to say he's a man with ambition, net worth of $265 billion, so definitely the richest man in the world. Whether he's deserving of the Man of the Year, I suppose that's another question.
Indeed, yeah. And, you know, well, lots of Twitter action and remarks on it, but somebody was saying there, a lot of people were saying, like, if he cared about humanity, he wouldn't be sending people into space. He'd be sending on his money on food-sustaining programs and looking after the planet and keeping us going here.
An interesting one, because I remember we talked about earlier in the year, there is a couple of experts in the World Food Program who estimate 6 billion euro would effectively end world hunger. Mm. And that it could be done, and that he was one of the people who was contacted, Elon Musk, and he said, if you can show me a clear path for how it would be spent, that it won't go to corruption and all the rest of it, then, you know, I'll sell shares in one of my businesses and I'll invest in it. Now, as far as I know, that hasn't quite happened yet. Another interesting one, and I saw it this morning, because people in Ireland are now able to do it, is this Starlink program he has, where they are providing broadband to places where it's hard to get through satellites.
Have you ever seen that, Sean?
As in, have I seen
As in the satellites it? Themselves, yeah.
No, I can't say. Are they well, now, to the eye?
Can I? They are. Can I tell you, I was putting the key in the back door one very early morning, about a year ago, I'd say, and just turning the key, locking the door, beautiful clear sky, all the rest of it, and the wee small hours of the morning. It was in the summertime. And I remember looking up and seeing this procession of really bright, kind of equidistant stars processing one after another. And I was like, what is going on here? What am I looking at? But that is what I was looking at. There's about 50, 60, however many satellites at this stage, but that's how they move.
Well, it's a remarkable one in that obviously a lot of people would say, oh, that's really, you know, it's really good and it's really noble and all that, but he wants to put, I think I remember reading something like 1,100 satellites, just Elon Musk satellites in the atmosphere. And obviously there's all sorts of knock-on effects in terms of space waste. I don't know, we think about waste on the planet, but space waste as well, and just the power that someone who would have that much in the atmosphere would have over all of us, really, if they wanted it, is kind of almost super villain-esque. So, you know, maybe that part of the movie where he's named Person of the Year, and in 3 years' time we're all Elon Musk slaves, I don't know.
I'm hearing the Bond music in the back of my head as you even speak there and describing all of that. Moving on, very interesting one. New Zealand is banning tobacco. Now, I mean really banning tobacco.
Yeah, properly, and in a really interesting way as well. So anyone, after this particular law passes, probably going to pass next year to eventually phase out smoking, anyone born after 2008 won't be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco in their lifetime, which is a really interesting way of going about it.
Isn't it?
They've been targeting, they've got relatively similar rates to what we have in terms of 13% of all adults smoking. They want to get it down to 5%. But they've just decided, no, the young generation is not going to be allowed to do this. You are not going to be allowed to smoke or to buy smoke. Now, obviously, there will be people who will anyway. People always get around these particular rules.
The bootleggers rubbing their hands together.
Yeah, prohibition back again.
Yeah, you know, just exactly that.
You'll never get me here, Baron. You'll never get me back, Baron. We'll get there in the end. But it's a really interesting way to go around it. And interestingly, the Taoiseach was asked about this the other day because, of course, Micheál Martin was the man who brought in the smoking ban in pubs here back when he was Minister for Health. And it's kind of his calling card, his big achievement.
Absolutely, worldwide, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was pioneering 100% of the time. Now New Zealand are pioneering, and he said he was really, really interested in this, obviously, given his own background, and wants to see how it works, that maybe we could follow suit here and adopt it here, that we just make a decision as a nation that we're going to phase out smoking. They've been trying to do it, obviously, for years, increase taxes. I don't know what it is now, but some absurd price for a pack of 20 cigarettes compared to 10, 15 years ago. It's a lot harder and a lot more financially costly to smoke. So, really interesting one. Really interesting to see whether it works in New Zealand, whether people stick to it, and what people actually feel about it, because it, you know, goes back to sort of the civil liberties thing we've been talking about with all the vaccines and everything else, that if you want to smoke and do that harm to your body, is it not your choice to do that? Or should the choice of your good health be taken out of your hands? It's a really interesting one.
Absolutely that. Just as a very quick aside, did you ever smoke outside of behind the bicycle shed when you were going to school and acting the harm?
No, never in schools. I have had a smoke, but I've never smoked, if you know what I mean. So I have been at a festival or in a smoking area, and I've had a smoke, but I thankfully never got any more of a taste from it than that. Kind of had a drive or two, and then woke up the next morning with my lungs burning and decided, you know what, this may not be a good idea, and thankfully never got any sort of a addictive or addiction to it.
Well, we're glad to hear that, Sean. We're glad to hear that. Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much, and always interesting to talk to you, and you'll be back for your last installment of the year next Thursday. All going
I'll
well,
wear my
God.
Christmas hat, bells on, the whole shebang, full 9 yards.
Hey, you better believe it. Sean Defoe, thanks so much for talking to us. Have a good one, all right?
Cheers, thanks
Thank
all
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.